Brother, what day I'm there in England and I go to my mother's yard. Because I did her birthday. And my mother, my granny, auntie, we in the backyard. My brother come look for me. I sit down and me I say, me I look around upon everybody and me I say, I am a child here. And me I say, Jano,
me a child. This is where you are, say. Yeah, yeah,
no. Me no want to be the, me no want be like the brightest bulb in the room or whatever. Me just go one side, go sit down and me I look around upon everybody. And me I say, yeah man, some of the time you need this.
For sure. Like whenever I'm gonna go hang out with like mommy and my little brother, it's always like a recharge and a reset to just feel like, yeah, this is kind of what it's all about and at then, the end of the day. You
like,
know what I mean?
John, I really like me, I said, John, you know, really actually. It's like
yeah, stress about all the things that where you are stressed about, and then it's like you link up back with them, and it's like.
And it's like they're on them, and I say, you know, say really and truly, this kind of more important than everything.
Yeah, it's like.
Baby girl, let me see you twirl. Down for the whole world. That's your bestie. Oh, no need for come and subscribe to me. Right now, E. Da-na-na. I need more subscribers.
Yeah, go on with bro.
Guess what?
See it.
I got coffee.
Please get in. Yo, what people, what do you think about the, look at the setup. Look at the setup. Look at the vibes.
Look, people, some of the time I'm tormented and more while I keep on do this over and over again. But me no mind, you know. Me no mind. It's a vibe.
Yeah, yeah. You know.
I got a coffee machine.
I got a coffee. Some good coffee here.
Yes, people, I buy a coffee machine in here. And it looks amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like it.
It's feeling very office. Very, I don't even know the word for describe it. It nice, though. It nice. It very stoicious feeling, you know. You get your cup of coffee. You sit down. You talk about the... You just need a water cooler for the... You see me?
So, you know, waking up, feeling water and waking up.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Yo, do you believe in, like, zodiac sign and something? Eh?
All right. First of all, when somebody says Zodiac just sound alien to me.
Absolutely alien.
So yes, me believe in a sign sometime.
Can your birthday, your birthday just gone? Where
29th. You're born in April, right?
Yeah.
You're born in April what?
27.
All right, so your birthday has come. So that means you are to, what now, 60, what is? You're how much now?
37.
You realize, hey, yo.
Hey.
Yo, you know what's funny? Hey, don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe.
Straight.
I always forget that sometimes. What is funny with that is, you see, you realize we as man, we just say we age.
Yeah. Yep. Just, yeah. Just, yeah, man.
It don't really matter. We just say we age.
Yeah. I remember for the longest time. No, I feel like the woman them kind of freeing up with it now. But one time it was like completely forbidden. Like, you just never ask a woman her age, ever.
You have a woman out there where still no one nobody asks them age, you know?
Yeah, but I feel like it's, you know, well, you know what I think probably counteracting that is like the hot granny them now, you know, the 50-odd-year-old woman them.
Yeah.
Them still look good and they're like, yo, them quick for tell like, yo, I'm 54.
Yeah, like,
you know what I mean?
You know what's funny? You know what's funny when like a woman in her like her 50s or her 40s tell her her age and it's like she'll be like, how old are you? I'm 48.
Yep.
Like she'll say, look at me at 48.
And she's waiting for the 48. Yo, no man, you look good. You look good for right?
Yo, you ever guess a woman age and get it wrong?
Yeah. Yeah. Look, you're guessing the whole time, you know.
Yeah, them don't know that though.
But also it's like they're gonna give you like 5 tries before. No man, how old I look?
And then he said something too hard, too. Them said, I said, wow, I saw me look.
25. I look like a baby to you.
But yo, all right, you know, me see a study where them say like more women in them 40s mm-hmm. I have more pitney than women in a like them early teens.
Which is kind of crazy.
I mean, planned parenting.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how the changes in health are now. I don't know if it's like less risky now because
technology improved by everything.
So wait, what?
So the man them just can't pull out properly now. Me not feel like that. we can't attribute this to pull out game. This is this is purely women. Yeah. You know, planning properly and this is not it's not us.
The man them is not being more responsible.
Yeah. This is just full blown woman I'll be responsible.
Yeah. This is just like, okay, I think it's time now and I'd like to have a baby now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is just man them is just still being the man them. You know what
just
I mean?
Just I live,
or so to say.
Or so to say.
Jaja, so March 29, that hour.
Me at Aries.
Aries?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
what that mean, what that supposed to mean? You're supposed to be... what?
All right, you know what? Let's
what are supposed to be your attributes?
Let's read what a Aries is and tell me if it actually like... if you can be like, all right, that sound like deal.
Yeah.
My phone, first thing, pop up a porn up. My God.
Judge.
My Lord.
You got to do better, my brother.
What are the characteristics of Aries men? All right. Sita now. What kind of person is an Aries male?
Let me look at mine now. I'm a Taurus.
Can't bother with them. This is some long thing though.
Why?
Yeah, this sound that's on our way.
that was crazy. That was
all right. It gives 15. So energetic, competitive, impulsive, confident and assertive, bold, enthusiastic, passionate, short tempered, selfish or selfless.
Then I kinda
that sound like that have a vibe.
Yeah,
that sound like deal.
sound very deal.
That sound very dealish.
Deal. You know,
he struggles with romantic commitment.
Judge.
So what am I trying to say?
Judge. So them deal with you.
What am I trying to say? So
deal with you.
Honest. He is confident, optimistic, a leader, pure and honest. By honest, we mean absolutely no sugarcoating. None. Can't help you.
Cold blooded.
Can't help you, my G. No, cold. Cold out there.
Rough.
Independent. All right. Do we fall in love quickly? Yes. Aries men are known to fall in love quickly, often driven by their impulsive and passionate nature. They can go from being indifferent to expressing deep affection in a short amount of time. Yeah, man, me love you tomorrow. Me meet you today, me love you tonight. We married or we divorce tomorrow. Yeah, man.
So toxic. Look at toxic.
Nah, you don't say toxic. Aries, I
said. It never word.
Me never see toxic. Me never see toxic in a word. So basically, Aries is from, so from March 22nd to April 20th or 21st. One of them.
Okay.
So you would have one of.
I'm a Taurus.
Maybe so I see people like what? Like give me a little one drop.
who I believe is also a Taurus. If I'm
He's
not mistaken.
He's probably a Taurus.
Yeah.
If Taurus Riley not a Taurus, that's
be crazy.
Let me go, you know.
If he's not a Taurus, him should I be Leo Riley or something?
Go on. Right. Read yours when we find Taurus Riley. Sorry.
Positive traits for the Taurus man. Earthy and grounded, sensual and luxurious, loyal and reliable, patient and persistent, determined and practical, artistic and creative, protective and caring, giving and generous, calm and steady. All right. Yeah.
Some.
Yeah. Yeah. You can see some of those. Potential challenges. Jealous and possessive. Stubborn and unyielding.
Stubborn.
Yeah, stubborn and unyielding. Materialistic. Slow to commit. Can be lazy.
That's you.
Got him.
Damn.
Hurt. Google hurt my feelings.
Slow to commit. Can be lazy. Well, me there yard for me lazy still.
Materialistic, stubborn and unyielding, but jealous, you know, and possessive.
Me not know you as a materialistic person though.
I wouldn't say that I'm materialistic, but I do have a level of materialism. But it's not like to a...
I'm like, yo, me need that shoes there. This is all me care about type of thing.
It's not like a... I don't think my level of materialism is necessarily like luxury base. It's more like quality base. So it's like, I like nice things regardless of like the marketing.
Regardless of what?
You know what I mean? Like, all right, this is... That shoes are tough, but is it good? If it good, I like the story. Like I rather something with a story, with craftsmanship, with you know, high quality stuff than necessarily like a brand thing.
Speaking of high quality stuff, you hear, you know, the trade war between America and China.
Brother.
And you say you like quality stuff. Yeah. I'm gonna be very honest. Me at one point in time, me used to materialistic.
Mm-hmm.
Me used to care about designer.
Yeah.
Because me used to see a lot of people where me that consider successful, I wear it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the older I get, me start understand the value of the money. The value of money more.
Yeah.
So at like 20, 21, 22, me I buy a shoes where worth $1,000 and don't have $1,000 in my pocket.
Mm.
Naturally. Me would have to do that all the time.
Like,
yeah, me come a foreign, buy like holiday, and like going to like the Ralph Lauren store.
Yeah.
And buy like 5 Ralph Lauren t-shirt for $100. And go back to Jamaica and think like me had the shit.
Bro.
And never have no money.
But you have polo for days though.
Me have polo for days though. me car brakes did want change. It's like me did prioritize the wrong things then. Me did prioritize how me look over anything. But you have only a man out there will lie and tell you, oh, yo, that and everything and this and that, blah, blah, blah. Make you want some money.
True.
Make you, you see, your any man, your first set of any farm of money,
you're bruffing.
You mash that up. You're not doing the right thing. May I tell you?
So, we all have our vices that way, would immediately. So, that's why it's like, I feel like my materialism different because, like, me go bruff it, but it might not look like the regular bruv. Like, I would probably do the opposite of what you do. I would set up, like, my comfort level personally to the highest. I'd look like a regular person.
But inside your house.
But inside of my house.
Beautiful.
Yo. Anything you like, look at this, such as. That bad, though. Is it like.
No, all right. You see, that was me.
Yeah.
Me used to live on campus in Jamaica when me I go university and me would have wear my money for me. Yeah, man. Me I buy the nicest clothes.
Yeah.
And me never care more. Me never care about my comfort from my barn. All me care about was the clothes that me I wear and how me look physically.
So you were more interested in like how you present yourself.
Yeah, me did care more about the clothes, the car,
so, all
the
right.
Watch.
So, let me ask you something. If, I still want to talk about the Chinese.
Yeah, we'll go back to that.
If you were to get a Jordan, or a shoes will look like a Jordan, same quality, probably even better quality, would it matter to you that it's not a Jordan?
it would matter now.
But them time that it would have.
Exactly. And so that's why some of the time I disagree with Wallipa man where I say, oh, like, can me say it sometime too?
Yeah.
You know, don't waste your money.
Yeah.
And yeah, we can say that all the time. Just like how we tell man wear a condom.
Yeah.
But you know front feel without it, right? All right. And yeah, we are tell you don't do it.
But
at the same time, my God.
Yo, if once you go without, you nah go back.
So that is so we have to tell the people I'm the right thing, but we have to also make people know, say, oh, we are human.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brother, I never care about Jordans. Jordans cheaper.
Yeah.
When me did that, brother, me did want Gucci, Louis, Giuseppe, Balmain, like the top at the top, luxury clothes me did want. And then me did wash it in the machine and it would have done. Yeah, wash it at the machine, it shrink.
All right.
A man step in a shit and then step on my shoes and it gone.
It's over. Your Gucci, your white Gucci shoes, over.
But I cared so much about that some of the time when me see younger people I go through them thing there, it's like me say, there is going to come a time in a person's mind and it come with age or experience.
Absolutely.
Where it not going to matter to you anymore.
So at that time, would you say that it's more important to you the fact that it was Gucci?
It was, honestly.
Like, the fact that it's a luxury brand that's recognizable and...
No, it was more important to me the fact that I did attribute success to clothes. And majority of the people I remember that I see, I never know how them I get it. But me did just say, oh, if them I wear that kind of clothes here,
yeah,
them I feel successful.
Right.
So me wearing that, to me did I get the, like, oh, him like successful.
He's successful also.
And guess what? Hey, one of the biggest reality check is, dog, you see when you buy that $1,000 shoes, and then you go around people with money, and I say, for instance, I get invited to a party.
Yeah.
And you wear a full Louis suit.
Yeah.
And you reach at the party,
shell them to
and you see beer man in a some little like polo type t-shirt, some little spandex shorts, and they might have real conversations about certain things, and you walk in look like a bozo. Brother.
It's interesting the things that when you're trying to like achieve success and you're trying to look at the signs. And certain things where you see, when you get there, you realize...
It's not it.
That wasn't it
it's
at
not
all.
It. It's not it. And you look like, you know, in a sense.
All right. Imagine when I started to get... All right. When I started to get, like, free apparel. Like
free clothes.
Free clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized people would see me. So to me, it's just free clothes now. I'm just a weird car.
Yeah.
Me get it, right? And people would see me in a thing and be like, yo, dog, where you get the Balenciaga them? Or where you not say, bro? And it's like, yeah, them cool. You know what I mean? It's like, you as the owner of it now.
When you not buy it,
yeah,
you look upon it different.
Yeah.
So, with all Wagwan with China now, me see like the little TikTok them pop up and me see like them and say, yo, a lot of the things them actually make in a China, but them just put on a tag in a Italy. Me so happy that me not prioritize them thing there no more.
Yeah.
Because, dog, if me could have get back with the knowledge I have now, if I had all of that money, but no, I would have spent it differently.
Yeah.
Because, brother, let me tell you this. You see, when you walk in a room as a man, and the confidence, you're confident in yourself. I know care about where you have on.
Yeah.
It brother, you can go in a room
anyway, you
brother,
feel like.
Brother, me can't walk in our room, brother. And see the brother we have money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me,
yeah.
Me can walk in our room and know the man we have money. Not the man where I just, no for them, some of them man they have money too, you know.
Yeah, but there's people that's like trying to, there's a difference between the man them where have money and them just, them super chill in them life mm-hmm. and them comfortable in them life in every aspect.
Every aspect of their life. You know what I mean?
And then you have the people them that trying to still gain some kind of attention and, you know, some kind of clout you want to come out dressing or looking, getting certain attentions. It's a different
And it's level. So weird because it just not like me, nothing.
Yeah.
Like, all right, you party more than me. Cause you're mm-hmm. a DJ. That's your mm-hmm. job.
Yeah.
You know, say, so, well, if I tell me in at the party them, yeah. we don't know, and me look round for everybody and yeah. feel out of place.
Mm.
You ever realize every time you see me one party, it look like me not enjoy myself?
Yeah, you have this look like, what?
Like, why am I here?
Why am I even, why am I there?
Because big man thinks some of the time, if I need a job,
mm-hmm.
you I look around and I say, all right, everybody in here, so right now,
mm-hmm.
like, there is a goal in here. Some people genuinely come out for enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
And that is needed.
Yeah.
That is a must. But me no know my youth. There is just some of the time you dip on the road and you feel like you're not do enough. Mm-hmm. And then you say, Jano, this is what me I do with my time now.
Yeah, yo, here I am out here. It's like I feel like I need to do way more. I know my stand upside of some people is just like everybody's like trying to, especially in LA, it's like a lot of
politicking.
A lot of politicking. It's weird because the one person that usually is enjoying themselves at the party, that's the weird person.
Them right? are the weird ones.
That's the...
Everybody else is like a look. Like them I say, all right, where them can get from
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Or how this can turn out.
Have you seen those memes where they said if people in LA were honest? Like if LA party
oh, yeah, when
honest,
the people are running up to you like, how? I want to have a conversation, but I want to know if you can help me in my career at all.
At all? No? Okay.
Okay, I'm gone.
That's literally what the most of the vibe is. Especially if you're like, I'm sure you get this very often as, you know, somebody that have a platform already. Where it's just like, you know that this conversation, not like, it's not just a regular, genuine conversation. There's like a, there's an inkling for
yeah, but the funny thing is, you can see it, you know?
Yeah.
You can see because when we realize that the more you do things, I like the more you lock what once you're lucky in upon something
mm-hmm.
is the more you're gonna realize say you're not really your reach not as big in terms of like friends.
Yeah.
You're gonna realize how small your real circle is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're gonna be like, yo, how come when me never did that do nothing? Me did have so much friend.
Facts.
It's like, facts. It's like, yes, but no, man, but me did have, like a Friday night, I go come, and a Thursday night, I yeah. go be like, Jano, me that go out, you know? And then it's be like, wait, a month me not hear from nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Where is everybody?
What's everybody doing?
Like, what everybody I do?
No, everybody just... I don't know, the circle starts to shift once like you try to lock it in a certain way. You know what I mean?
And it also comes with age.
Yeah.
Might some of the time I look upon it, might something we just know one do all the time.
Yeah. Like I mean, can you push 30 now, you know that?
Listen. I push 30
now, isn't it?
More I mean if, yeah, it comes with age, but it also comes with experience. Because yeah. I feel like me do enough.
Yeah.
And me not done party yet, dog.
Yeah.
Like I always want party. But is the whole. If me not gonna, if I know the uns them right now, me not go. me not gonna do that. Yeah. If I hear some Skrillex said, yes, oh my God. Me listen to that. Yeah. Me party to that.
Yeah.
And go on one party, because stand up and thing. But the way of the world I run right now, my youth, anybody out there, me, I tell you, no, save no money, man.
Yeah.
Be very mindful of what I go on right now. Me see, you know, see the all right, no, like how the tariff thing.
Yeah.
Me no match up how it going to affect me yet, you know.
I mean, I already see Aki price gone up on that side.
Oh, so basically anything imported.
Yeah. Price up on it.
You will be a charge on it.
Yeah. And you as the end consumer is going to pay
for it. Yeah, you have to, you are going to get a thing upon it. Me no, that is, me no know my youth. Something about 2025 feel like it just start.
Yeah.
Something about the year.
And it's a very like unsure start, it feel like to, you know, every, I don't know, there's like a tension. There's like a global tension.
Comments. Me we not explain it right, but we don't feel like that year we just have a different.
It feel like something that got go on. You know the way that? like
yo. Like, yeah, this.
This feel like something could have gone.
This feel like, oh, this I feel like recession.
Yeah. Yeah. Or potentially some kind of, you know, battle way. I mean, there's only power wars going on already.
Yeah. But you see, the thing is, me feel like our generation, this are the first time where what take place in the world right now,
mm-hmm.
I go affect we.
Yeah.
That was a big eye-opener for me. Remember when I watch TV, I always hear politics on TV, and we say, I hear parents talk about time hard.
Yeah.
Well, time hard, man, Jesus. And then me, I look into it. God, the time never had, really.
Like, yo, that did, you know.
No, when you reach a certain age.
No, you're like, yo, I this did that one.
You mean if you tell me, if him said that, guess I go raise?
Yo, I remember one day, like, it's like my brain clicked. My brain clicked one day. You know, all right. You know what it was? Do you remember the chip shortage during the pandemic?
When car get expensive and all them things.
Car get expensive, computer parts, everything mm-hmm. expensive.
Everything now. Back order.
And I watch a video. I was trying to build a computer at the time.
Yeah.
So this is like, I'm trying to build two computers. I built one maybe a couple months before for like a budget bill, like a sleeper bill. I built it for like six bills, right? I'm trying to build the same computer. The same parts that I got that was six bills last mm-hmm. time is now $1,700.
The same parts?
The same parts. And this is not no high-end luxury nothing. This is just the regular entry-level stuff. And I'm like, yo, why is it more than double? So I'm going to do some research. And they're like, oh, yeah. The politics of it is China. China owns the mines for these things, and you know America has been trying to negotiate with China for access to the mines, and I'm there like, yo, so that did I go on this whole time?
So all along, and that's why it costs $1,700.
Yo, that is the tension where I go on kind of negotiate them politics over dirt.
Brother, look past some simple thing like, all right. So for instance, live at Jamaica,
mm-hmm.
and we see farming.
Mm-hmm.
I will know tourism big.
Yeah.
And living in America, remember, remittances go Jamaica often.
Mm-hmm.
And that away is second highest earner. In
which
the
is
world.
Which is
which is crazy.
Crazy.
But that means that we take care of our people.
Yeah, facts.
If something happens here,
mm-hmm.
you know how deep it affects Jamaica? Like
crazily.
If we can't afford to send money go back because the gas raise or the water raise or the tariff.
Yeah.
If we now go ship like a barrel, for pack a barrel and them thing there.
Yeah, that's a whole extra thing now.
Exactly. The dollar we eating.
Yeah.
That is our next thing where, oh, no, one time when we used to send $100, now the $100 now go as far because inflation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now the $100 burn up. When me younger, me used to ask my parents, for $50.
Mm-hmm.
$50 can't...
They can't do nothing with that.
You send $50 to Jamaica right now, you disrespect like, the person.
Mm-hmm. Fully.
Like, you can't do nothing with that. If you send $50 to Jamaica right now to somebody, like, where you give them?
You could have, like, you really could have keep that as far as them.
But really and truly, that is like $7,000.
Yeah.
All right. Look, maybe more, maybe less. Correct my comments. Please. But just look on how crazy that sound.
The fact that $7,000 can't even really do nothing either.
$100 is 150, is 15,000 Jamaican dollars.
Yeah.
So $50 is like $7,500.
Yeah. And that can't do nothing.
And that
can't stretch as far as.
I know me a ear like that can't fool a tank, I guess.
That's crazy.
So just look on how crazy. Like inflation that take place, where can affect?
Yeah, cause now you as the, you know, the expat has to now send back even all that 3 bills or 5 bills feet even make sense.
Yeah.
For anybody, and you can't afford five bills right now,
and you can't afford that. So like now me that tell people your budgeting super important because I'm realizing like people how society work. We, in times of hardship, we still need recreational activities.
Absolutely. So we kind of need them more during those
we
times.
We need it. So what normally happens is we cut back on stuff that can get cut back on. So what's funny is like, so people are going, people, come to my comedy shows. Uh-huh. So, you know, I'm just slipping in. Whoa. But yeah. But, you know, people, may I do a show? Couple shows, like maybe like 50. Mm-hmm. My first show is going to be Poughkeepsie. I'm going to put the link to all my shows is in the description. It will be in Canada, US, UK, you know, starting in May. But what we realize though, come out. What we realize though is, say for instance, me would have got a club.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to stop that club and go a bar.
Yeah.
People are going to stop by buckle and start. There's like a direct correlation between when the club attendance drop, the liquor sales from liquor stores go up.
Yeah.
Because we just try to find a cheaper alternative. You know?
Facts.
When the restaurant them stop, when we go like, no, you realize how easy it is to get reservations now? You try to get a reservation for go somewhere.
You could go almost anywhere right
you
now.
You can maybe. Just pull up to somewhere. That is when you know things really are change in America. Mm. Like, remember there is places in LA where like a Catch or a Delilah.
Yeah, even like a Joey's are one of them.
All places. A Joey's.
Yeah.
Kiss that goodbye.
Yeah, man.
If it's the day.
yeah, man. Just, you listen try to walk up?
You cannot. Don't feel like you go pull up a Joey's 7:30 and a table like a dead for you.
No.
You have to do that like a week prior.
Yeah, fully. Fully. So, or just be cool with waiting till like 9 o'clock.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, you have a 2 hour wait.
Yeah.
So just that's why I said the way things are changed now that people still are going to enjoy themselves. Mm. Look, Coachella.
Yeah.
Coachella Park.
True.
So people are prioritize the things them where them need to do that is fun.
Yeah, and that not can necessary. Keep them sanity in a way.
Exactly. So, me know say, recreational activities I go raise is just the types I go take a. Because like right now, if me go in a one club, people might not buy bottles, but somebody might buy a cup.
Yeah.
Or people are going to just find fun clubs now. I feel like fun music is going to take over.
Yeah.
The stunting and the club thing and the pop champagne the and flexing. The pour it all over that dead.
Yeah, absolutely. Like a lot of, I don't know if you've seen the trend with the house parties is really like.
That's house music, house parties.
Is becoming the thing now.
Buying the alcohol, going to the place with the alcohol.
Yeah, and just hanging out with like people that you genuinely know.
Exactly.
And having real fun. That's like. The vibes now.
Things actually feel different. Like, all right, anybody here watching from Jamaica, or if you like Carnival and a whole, in April, from February to April, Carnival in Jamaica, like the biggest part of them is Carnival.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, this is the first year, I don't know one new carnival song?
Mm.
I don't see as much people talking about, yo, I'm going to Road March.
Yeah.
This is what we're doing this year. Oh, this is my costume. Who's buying it? Like,
yeah.
And it's something when we look forward to every year. I might not go to carnival, you know.
Yeah.
But me have me still keep my tabs pan, all right. Me look pan, you know, see what, oh, them costume, I look good. But this year,
yeah, it's like, nah, go on.
It feel different. But look, Vibes Cartel go Brooklyn, and the whole stadium sell out.
Two nights in a row.
Two nights. Mm-hmm. You know that basically I said to me? People are prioritizing experiences that are not as expensive.
But do you also think that is a situation
and a cartel?
It's cartel, but do you think it's a situation where people are now feeling like it's better I do this now because who knows what might happen in the next...
People always think like that.
But do you think it's like it's a larger issue now based on the fact that people are like, all right, let me just splurge on Coachella, you know, who knows, we might be at war in the next couple months, or we might...
No, me feel like, brother, the place feel like this from like last year.
Yeah.
Like the ending of last year, run right before the election.
Yeah.
The place did have a, me don't know, something about America don't feel right. Comments, just make me, don't leave me hanging here.
Yeah.
Something about America right now just feel like, all right then, we are go through like a change, and it's like people more conservative with how they must spend and where they must spend money upon.
Yeah.
Like, now we go to the supermarket, it pack.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, we are complaining about groceries, but it's a cheaper alternative.
And people be dressing in the supermarkets now.
I know.
Yo.
Brother, no supermarket is an outing.
Yeah, man. You got all the Whole Foods right now, bro. People dress down in the supermarket. Yo, fully. You're like, damn, you put on the Ricks. You put on the Ricks to come out Whole Foods. That's crazy.
Because, you know, we just, me feel like people now just pick and choose wisely upon where them want to spend upon.
Yeah.
To enjoy themselves.
So, do you think, going back to the Chinese outing people real quick, so do you think that is going to have a big effect on, say, how much you think that will affect the luxury market now that...
Oh, no, that's like, mash up, you know.
Because now it's like, all right, people will spend upon what they want, and now I might have spent on a bad shoes where, you know, a $1,500 shoes, but now that I kind of feel like, say, it no worth it as much now.
No matter what, once you did buy a $1,500 shoes, it not worth it. So,
there's no shoe worth $1,500.
Erase that.
What do you think is the highest reasonable value?
All right, perfect example. Watch a shoes. You see that shoes here?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, me buy that shoes here, 2021.
Yeah.
I rinse out the shoes.
Yeah.
Me wear that shoes I got at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Me play a ball in that shoes here. These are my airport shoes. Me wear it, go out if me want to wear it, go out.
Yeah.
Me throw it on if me want to throw it on. Like, me wear.
Yeah.
Me get my money's worth out of that shoes here. But it was $900.
So do you feel like...
It don't worth it.
Okay.
But me can't look on it from the monetary view because in terms of wears...
You've gotten the amount of wears.
Me say, for sure. Me wear, me rinse this.
Get $900 worth of
wears
for sure.
Only designer shoes where me rinse. So more while me no look on it like that. But right now, the designer market, I get a beat. Let me tell you, when there is, I don't know if I become an economist, but me I find correlations to certain things.
Yeah.
I believe there is a direct correlation between, you see when, and this is weird, but look where you're going to be like,
okay.
Watch it now.
Okay.
When the gyms When attendance in the gyms rise, sales in designer clothes drop.
Really?
Yeah.
So people start to be more concerned about their physical body and less about
what them are wearing,
what them are put on,
but
it,
how them look. Yeah. When attendance in the gym rise, sales in a designer drop.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's a trippy correlation still, you know.
I think it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I remember when I was like studying the fashion people a little bit. What name? I just call him name too long ago. Rick Owens. His mantra was always like, your best fashion feature is your body.
And that is 100% true.
You know what I mean? So it's like once you get that, you can't wear anything.
Once you start dress to fit your body type.
Yeah.
Like me used to love tight jeans.
Yeah.
But my leg them big. So when me in a tight jeans right now, it look crazy for me.
Yeah.
It take you a while to figure out what you like.
Yeah.
You know, me like a button-up t-shirt.
Yeah.
Me like oversized clothes.
Yeah.
Me in a small shirt right now, it looks ridiculous. If me stretch and me can't see my belly, the shirt can't fit me.
No, you're not feeling the crop top.
No.
You're not feeling the crop top.
Me have crop top shirts.
Yeah.
And I regret buying them. Because it's just, I know, my body type.
Yeah.
All right, whatever me I go through right now,
yeah,
that's not just the feel. Me feel like a comfort me I go for right now. Me not care about the price or nothing. When me say me not care about the price, mean me not buy nothing for the price.
Because a lot of the issue with designer was buying things for the price, you know.
It's a psychological effect. You ever see the study where them do? When it's like them and say, yo, them have the same shoes when Macy's make. And then
I think
just,
it was Payless, like Payless.
Yeah, Payless make our shoes. Mm-hmm. And it's like them and say, yo, this is a, say for instance, this is the Louis Vuitton.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the Payless. And them carry the same shoes, look at the people them. And say like, what the difference between that and that? And the people them will be like, oh, the texture on this is more. And the just because the price.
It was, because them do a, if I'm not mistaken, they did like this whole like fake setup where it's like they made a fake store
and put all Payless things in.
It was just
in
all Payless stuff, and everybody went in there all the like, oh yeah, you can feel the quality just by touching it, you know. It's like yeah, you know, the price, when you get quality like this, the price doesn't matter. You know, the same Payless shoes, the $40 shoes, them is now $1,200, and they now them love it. Which is like, how do you fight that mindset?
With humans?
Yeah.
Me feel like as consumers, we always, that always happen. Because at the end of the day, is where you're there.
Yeah.
A bottle of water more expensive than the airport.
True.
If you walk down Fashion District downtown, them same clothes that we are going to buy for like $45, $60, they might the Fashion District for y'all $20, and you get if you buy a dozen, you get them for $20.
Yeah, facts. Like there's a lot of I mean, especially in LA,
which is why the fashion district
crazy,
which is why the Chinese, that tariff thing, yeah, can really serious, because imagine how it would affect the clothes industry.
Mm-hmm.
Want to small businesses where depend on China.
True.
To purchase goods. But so basically, imagine, say a man sell something for $25, a shirt for $25.
Mm-hmm.
145% mean that shirt, it might jump from $25 now to like $47.
Yeah.
Because, you know, them not going to double it completely. Them are going to shear.
So now it's like it's double the price, and it affects all the, I feel like it affects the small businesses a bit heavily, but the luxury brands,
they might take the biggest
hit
right now.
They're getting hit because they've fabricated a price.
Yeah, but and also in times of need and drawbacks, the first people them were people. Dog, people are going to only change them patterns. So consumers, we are going to run out of money.
Yeah.
But when we run out of money, we are going to pick what we are going to buy.
Yeah.
Because we still have to survive.
Yeah.
So now the raves party are going different now.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want to party, go dance now. Because we can't stand up and drink liquor.
Yeah. We have,
that's too expensive now.
It's too expensive.
So we still are going to go to the party them. Mm-hmm. But we are just going to a cheaper party.
Yeah.
Clothes. We're going to find the cheapest alternative.
To.
And the clothes that we are wearing for look good.
Yeah.
Supermarket. Instead of going out to eat every day. No, we are going to supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to change up.
Change up the routine, but it's still the same routine.
Fun fact. When I see a man buy a new car.
I mean, the car market has been terrible for the past like
five, six years,
I feel like.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, I might not get a new car like that unless I'm just a dash of money.
A majority of people right now will have cars where them buying in the last 5 years of negative equity.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, the economy kind of crazy right now. Do we want to continue a situation where we're spending blindly? Like that, like the American culture can't just be consumerism.
But it's funny, but it's not only America.
Mm-hmm. True.
Things change everywhere. That is why I mean, like, try relate what we are go through here.
Yeah.
To like if you are watch from Jamaica right now, do you notice anything different?
No, that the tariffs are in place.
No, not just tariff, but just overall times. With the times of things.
Yeah.
Because we just come back from England. And England hard, my youth.
Yeah.
England, there is a charge for everything. Mm. I'm over there, I said, John, no. The move around on a day-to-day basis in England.
Yeah.
I would say probably even more expensive than over here.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
The transportation system is good, you know.
Yeah.
But there's places in England where it's like them don't even want you to drive a car.
Like you just cannot drive.
It's, here. If you're driving yourself, a £15 for driving yourself.
Wow.
Every time you go out and come back in,
yeah,
£15. And then you can't drive over 20 miles per hour. If you drive over 20 miles per hour, you get a ticket.
Wow.
And then you can't really park nowhere either. Some of the parking places them are £7 per hour for park.
Wow.
Per hour.
So just to be outside.
Just to be outside. Like just for go our event, better you jump on the train. Because it just not go make no sense.
That's crazy. So you could go somewhere, not get out of the car and already spend $20.
Before you reach where you go.
Yeah.
So when you have something, it's like you have to make sure say you got something where you get your money's worth.
Yeah.
Like even me glad me go there early. Knowing say me I go England go do whole heap of shows.
Yeah.
Me I say, Jano, it make me really, it's like me I look into myself now as a right then deal. Me I realize say, Jano, if a man buy a ticket for see me for £30,
him the
outside really of the £30, it cost him probably £45 for there so.
For just reach.
It cut. And him buy him, me mind no. So, him buy my ticket for £30.
Mm-hmm.
Buy him reach to me. If he reach in a sit down.
Yeah.
Him spend more money than him buy me ticket for.
Wow. That's crazy.
Because if you keep it in the middle of the city.
Yeah.
$40 for park. And you better hope you find a single yellow line or a double yellow line or whatever.
Yeah.
Depends on how them parking situation works. So, when me I look. Me I look upon him something. Me I say, Jano, if you have to go right here, so what if you have to drive through the bridge? If you have to drive through the bridge, and I have to drive through that bridge, it's £8. Me I say, yo, wait. This is insane.
So, yeah, so for really, while I pull up at the show, yeah, for really, while I pull up at the show.
And it really make me appreciate people, but at the end of the day, sometimes make me look like, yo, deal, what you do? Very good. I need for make sure say whoever come out for see you, mm-hmm. it make me understand the sacrifice where them I make.
Mm.
Because me, I said, no, this
it's serious.
It's not easy.
Like I knew things was, you know what was a glaring sign to me recently that like, yo, something different right now. I'm driving around downtown LA, bro, and I stop at a red light and there's a bagger man out there wiping windows.
And it wasn't like that.
It was not like that, right? Bro, I don't feel like I've ever been in downtown LA and have somebody offer to wipe my window. Like walk up and it's never happened.
People are gonna come up with hustle.
And it's like, but LA has always been such a posh. Hype, posh place. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't consider do that, right? This is not like the stereotypical type of people. Because, mm-hmm. you know, there's like, Americans will be like, oh, no, you're
no,
in
no, Atlanta have that, you know. Like, yeah. you have Battle Boy, you have yeah. them at Atlanta, where they sell it like water. And some of the time, they wipe your window, but them sell it water.
Yeah.
So, the fact that you see certain things that take place,
yeah,
it make you kind of understand what's going on right now.
Yeah.
In the world. So, it's like people are choose to spend pan where them really can afford.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because just average, might me see something where them I say like, yo, the average American have like $7,000 in a credit card debt.
Yeah, average, and that means they go way higher. Okay, I know some people where
average. me have one heap of debt. All of that, yeah. That's studio.
Full on.
That's studio debt. But
full on. Yeah. You know,
but just think about the difference of using there's good debt and then there's bad debt.
Yeah, yeah.
So just one to the people and they buy the Gucci shoes
mm-hmm.
with the debt.
I mean, I think it's extra hurtful now for no say you buy a Gucci shoes with your debt and now you're down a couple bands because. You wanted this thing and you wanted it, right? You wanted it and you justified it and you're like, yeah, I'm going to get it. Why not? And now you're seeing this thing saying, we make these shoes for $8.
You know
and
why
then we send them to Italy. Brother,
you know why it hurt me?
Why?
Because business, from a business standpoint,
yeah,
everything has to turn a profit.
True.
No business operates. And guess what? Some business have higher profits than the other.
Yeah.
Your brand.
Yeah.
Your brand is what really drive and dictate your profit.
That's true.
Whatever you sell to somebody,
mm-hmm.
you have to sell to the person that, all right, there is a reason why I'm going to sell it for a certain amount. Mm-hmm. Because if you look upon it, they are putting, say a man make a shoes for, it costs them $5 to make the shoes.
Yeah.
And them sell it for $5.
Yeah.
No. All right. Robbery.
Absolutely.
Rubber, right?
Yeah.
Look at this now. I now have to get the top of the line photographer
mm-hmm.
to take photos
mm-hmm.
to market the shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And the top of the line photographer for that photo is not taking less than probably $200K.
Mm-hmm.
No, 200K, yeah. That's where they have to pay.
Yeah.
And then probably residuals and that are the right to use the photo.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have to find the person.
That's going to model the shoe.
That is going to model the shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're going to pay more than the person where you pay 200K.
All right. So
then you're going to pay for a billboard in a Times Square.
Yeah.
That's probably 700,000. Maybe, no, that is a lot. But
yeah.
But no, you go no, you spend money on marketing.
Yeah.
And then you have an overhead. You have mm-hmm. a store where you lease and Rodeo Drive.
Mm-hmm. True.
Then you have and staff.
You have a company. You have like a company system where all of you have to like wear this uniform and behave like this. And,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and then you set up your place. So a lot of those brands.
Mm-hmm.
We have them exorbitant fees here.
Mm-hmm.
is the marketing behind where them have dictate them price.
So now,
if you put a certain person in your product,
yeah,
it's gonna attract a certain kind of people.
So now here is my counter argument. Does you spending more money to try and sell me the shoe make that shoe more valuable? Does that make the shoe better?
Value is determined by brand,
mm-hmm,
and the person who have it on.
Yeah.
That is how we dictate value in most of the things that we do. If LeBron James wear your shoe and say, oh, him like how the shoes you feel,
mm-hmm,
your shoes more expensive than a shoes that me make after bat. That not have true nothing to do with them. You could have used the nicest material.
Yeah.
LeBron James step in a poop and say, hey, poop for sale, I'm buying it.
Yeah.
So, are we as the consumers dictate the price of anything
so
that we have?
So this is what I'm saying now. Don't you think that
we have all of the power?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That now has been abused to the point where you could up the price on me just to play this psychological game of getting more money out of me and selling me a dream.
And that is the beauty of like knowledge.
Yeah.
So when we know, say, that is what takes place.
Yeah.
We need to know, say, all right then, let's go find cheaper alternatives,
mm-hmm,
and let's prioritize the quality over the quantity.
So that has always been my thing, like quality. I like a good story, I'm not gonna lie. Like if you're company or product has a good story.
Has a story. It is why I'm telling you.
Yeah.
the marketing behind, yeah, any product, yeah, is what is going to sell that product.
Yeah.
So we all right.
Mm.
You love watch.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you one of the quickest like come to life moments with a watch.
Yeah.
I would say me buying a Rolex,
mm-hmm,
to me,
yeah,
was one of my biggest life achievements.
Mm.
When I buy it,
yeah, feel like it.
My balls get bigger.
Yeah.
Nobody couldn't tell me nothing. I bought my first Rolex from debt.
Mm.
I put on $5,000.
Yeah.
And I did all the rest. I'm going to pay it off little.
Did you get it
brand new factory?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you waited?
No.
Okay.
But it was lucky.
Okay.
But as me say, my bite, my balls get bigger.
Mm.
And everybody, I did feel like, oh yo, know that me I wear it.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when you have it, you see after a month.
It's just your watch.
Is not just your watch, but yeah, it's kind of just your watch after a while.
Mm.
Because, yeah, the people might notice it.
Yeah.
But the feeling there where you just get gone. Like, yeah, for instance, you have man out there right now where we are $150,000 watch, $200,000 watch, and mm-hmm, them have it pan them hand so long,
mm-hmm,
that them will forget.
Yeah.
Say, yeah. So, like, me we have a watch. My Rolex, the one where it costs $10,000.
Yeah.
Me we have it on for my hand. And I go somewhere where me say with a sketchy,
mm-hmm,
and just don't even remember. Say me watch for me and cost well for money.
Mm. And just because you're so used to it being a,
because me have it so long,
yeah,
that it not really.
So in a way, it's like
it a go wear off. That's how
the personal value kind of diminishes, yeah, after a while.
But you got attracted. It a go be your first watcher. You got love it, you know.
Yeah.
But it nah go. It'll come like you buy your shoes,
mm,
and when you look, that watch better.
Mm-hmm.
When you buy a whole heap of designer shoes, brother, and you wear them,
yeah,
them do it that done enough. You know?
Yeah.
You just throw it down in the corner like on regular shoes, you know, and it dirty.
Yeah.
And you say, like, what was this for?
Yeah,
why did I
spend so much money on them?
The new scent wear off and,
mm-hmm,
yeah, but when it look on it in the store, it did under LED light and it smelled different and people that walk.
And you've been a think about this
and you feel like it's going to look like this forever. Mm-hmm. But then when you put your thinking foot in it and you walk around.
Yeah.
And you take it off and no, you walk in, you take it off and you kick it one side and
yeah, true. So where do you think the value, okay, do you think there is a value in people seeing you in a thing?
No.
You don't think certain people get a value of like, all right, no. Maybe the Rolex nah do it for me anymore, but I still like the fact that people see it and go, oh, yo, let me see a Rolex, sir. Do you think there's like a...
It can start conversations with people.
Yeah.
But you are going to go down a wormhole of a never-ending, you will never please. Because you are going to go around somebody and you can have a starter Rolex.
Yeah.
Starter Rolex is a date just.
True.
And then you go around another man and you have a Daytona.
Mm-hmm.
And he look at you like,
oh. Like, oh, yeah, you just, okay.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, what, I think at the 36? So exactly. 36 mil?
Okay. And then the man in a Daytona, him can probably talk to a man in a day date.
Mm-hmm.
A presidential day date.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then a next man pull up, and him have on like a rainbow Daytona. Him look upon everybody like, all of you guys are beneath me.
Yep.
And then the man with the Daytona pull up in a one John Mayer Daytona.
Mm-hmm.
With the green face. I say, yo.
Yeah, say, yo, dog.
Yeah, and then a man pull up and say, oh, yo, yeah, man, this is my AP.
Yep.
And then the man pull up side of him in our AP skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah, I said, John, no, look on the AP skeleton. Then the next man pull up in the Black Panther AP.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next man pull up in our Patek. And then, what on the regular Patek first?
Yeah, the normal Patek, not even.
The rubber strap Patek.
A la
and then a man pull up in a Nautilus. Patek.
Mm-hmm.
And when he move on the Nautilus, now all on look like a bozo.
And then a brother pull up in a Richard Mille and tell us him never like it.
And then a man pull up in a Richard Mille. And then the man in the Nautilus and the man in the AP look upon the man and say, oh, you just buy the hype. Because you buy a little, look upon you, I buy a little yo-yo watch.
Now you buy a plastic watch for $3
million. Yeah, why you buy a yo-yo watch? And then you have another man in the corner and say, well, me no watch the hype. Me watch quality. Me watch, me a big man now. Oh, me only wear Vachon. Vachon constant.
Vachon alone.
But we wear A Long and Son.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I said, well on.
I mean, I like JP Lawrence, but you
me
know.
Me never Roger Dubuis. But I'm like, oh, me wear Roger Dubuis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you realize how much watch we got?
Yeah. And you just reach with your
and you pull up and you save so long. You put in so much work for the Rolex. And you put it by your hand. And your Rolex was one 1985 Rolex with a little old clasp on the back and a tin.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk in a room and you look round. You start look by yourself like.
No, the thing that you were like no, what dreaming
you,
of.
No, you are thinking about another thing.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not enough. No, it's like, damn, this all embarrassing now in a certain.
Exactly. So no, yeah, look pan something else. And then a man where you have on your Rolex. Mm-hmm. You are beat your date just. And a man pull up side of you. How you think the man will feel when they beside your name Apple Watch?
Yeah, facts.
The man will name like, Apple.
John, oh, you know some more I get one of them there, bro.
And he might look fine. So perception is everything. So when you like things to me, just like them, yeah, man.
Just like them because you like them.
Yeah, because don't think about it. Like, you can sit on first class and a man own a jet. And the man who own a jet, I look for the next man who own a Gulfstream.
Mm-hmm.
And the next man who own a Boeing 737.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And the next man own the airport.
Exactly. And you own a jet ski. And a man who own a jet ski, I look for the man who have the little small tugboat. I say, yes. And the man who own a tugboat, I look for the man who have the yacht. I say, yes. And then a man have and a bigger yacht.
Mega yacht.
And then a bigger yacht.
Mm-hmm. And I was just like, no, you're in this. You're and in this rat race.
You will never satisfy. I have to just make up my mind, say, no matter what I'm doing in my life, I'm not going to satisfy.
Yeah.
I'm going to want more. Yeah. But you have to know in yourself, say, yo, some of the time you have to look back and be thankful for what you have.
True. Very true.
Because, very brother, true. Them things are stressing.
Hey, it's a level, I think the level of gratitude, needs to be there to keep you humble in certain aspects. You know, because it's really the journey, you know. Every now and again, I like to think of, you know, where I am now versus where I thought I would be 10, 20 years ago. You ever think, say, man, 15-year-old Dale would look at you right now and be like, yo,
would
this is crazy.
Would 15-year-old Dale be proud of Dale right now?
Yeah.
But it's funny. My granny said this to me. My granny said to me, say, this is one of the craziest things my grandmother said to me. My granny said, Dale, you are so busy focused on what you're becoming and don't realize what you've become.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, that crazy, you know, dog.
Deep.
Man, better let me sit down and be like, wait, hold on. What have I become? And what am I becoming?
Yeah. I mean, you have to remember, you know, bro, there's people that's looking at you that's like, yo, dog, I'm proud of what you do, you know. And
yeah, but it's me feel like that are literally everything and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
When me see my little brother, and me see my little brother left school, you know, the military, and me, I said, Jano, me like, yeah.
Yeah.
Him turn man.
Like, look at this. You know, like, dog, you're out there, do it, you know.
Everything to me is like, I do it.
But meanwhile,
him
in it, a struggle, probably, I feel like, yo, you know, I deal with whatever situations when come
you,
with that.
When you're in your, you can't in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You can't in your mind. Can I say, all right, we have the, we there to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
I have the podcast here. I may say, Jano, me only I get 20,000 views.
Yeah.
And a man, me only have 20,000 views an episode. I may only have 123,000 subscribers. And I don't know subscribe.
You know what I mean? I don't know share it and them thing there.
But you have another man where the YouTube all I'm life, where 500 people don't care where my face say or do.
Mm-hmm. About 500 subs and none of them not watch the video.
And him I look pan me, I said, Jano, that's how I want to reach.
Mm-hmm.
And me mm-hmm. I look pan somebody else, I said, Jano, that's how me want to reach.
Not realize it, but here's the thing now. That same 500 brother, the way I look pan you, I go, dang, you know, so there's some more reach. There is somebody looking at him going, bro, you have 500 subs?
That's a lot, you know.
It's a whole, bro, 500 people subscribe to your channel? Bro, me have 12 subs, you know.
Brother, I'm going to tell you, say, perception is a hell of a thing when you start looking into things, you feel more like grateful.
I think a lot of that comes with, like what I said earlier, experience and age and wisdom and everything. Mm-hmm. Right? Because certain things is like, I don't feel like you could explain that to like every 19-year-old and them just accept
and them just understand it.
Like,
but
yeah, bro. This is
that's why I feel like them I go waste their money.
Mm.
Brother, me did a look back. Me I go through some old email.
Yeah.
And me I look back upon like, 18, 19-year-old deal, I try like respond to me email them.
Yeah.
How me used to talk.
Mm.
Me I look back pan 18-year-old deal, I make video at the back of my yard, jump off a wall, and me I look pan my teeth, me I look pan me hair, the length of me hair, me I look pan things that me would have said, me I look pan how mag and me did look, and me I said, like me, I said, Bombard.
Look upon that youth.
look upon that youth, they just want fun.
Yeah.
That youth, they just have fun with the way I do.
Like, imagine that youth see you now and go, yo, dog.
Yo, I go on, dog. Big man. Me, I said, Jano.
That me, yo, what you do right now, what me want to do, you know?
You know, see, that me, I try to right now.
That me, I try to.
But, you know, the growing part,
mm-hmm.
when you grow, like Jano, if the fuck say, oh, me used to name, my name ASAP Ellie,
mm-hmm.
then me change my name to Ellie the Viner, and me have it for a while, and one morning, I just wake up and be like, everything I do in my life, I did good and then I stop. Mm. I'm say, you know what, Dale? The world need to know you as Dale Elliott.
Yeah.
I'm going to just make everything my name.
Yeah, not like an alternate or an alias. Just
my name.
Yeah.
And it just weird how when you meet people and they meet you. I mean, no, y'all go through this now because, you know, with your Instagram and everything for your raise, you realize how people deal with it, like, them not think he's a normal person.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's trippy when people, like, believe that you're, like, a character of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And when people approach you, it's like they're surprised like you're into normal stuff. You know what I mean?
Them, like it's like them not look at you as like you're normal. And the thing is, not some people now understand, especially Jamaican. Jamaican people gonna be like, yo, what am I talking about? But trust me, there is a difference.
Jamaicans are the most anti-people to this though. To
I'm kinda
That's what I love about Jamaicans. Jamaicans not frightened for nobody.
I like that, but at the same time, there is a difference when people like we meet you, especially when them see you every day. There is this connection where everybody have with you from them phone. Where when you meet them, you have to maintain that.
Yeah, which is trippy, right? Because people see you and they like it's almost like they know so much about you
exactly.
already.
Like you know me, you know me miserable.
Yeah,
you know me to even like talk to people.
Yeah.
I can't do that when we meet somebody.
You have to be out and...
Yeah, but it's funny. It's not like me don't want to do it.
Yeah.
But it's like me have to be like, internet deal.
It's like, all right. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Hey, yeah, your man. Okay.
And then, you know, and then you're cut. Because you have to appreciate the people and because some of the time people are grow with you.
Yeah.
And people are grow with you.
And it's... I think it's interesting to have like this... It's almost like a one-sided relationship.
Yeah, because you don't know nothing about them, you know?
Yeah, but they know so much about you. How, like, it got to be weird because, like, people feel like they know your whole family and thing. Like,
yeah, because, you know,
them know your mother, they know your granny.
My grandmother. Yeah, but is the connection and the vulnerability.
Yeah.
Where, like, keep people, like attached like that. Because, trust me, one of the craziest thing I feel like, me there England the other day, and me I go out with my mother, my auntie, and my grandmother.
Yeah.
And just the day to day in England with them.
Yeah.
My mother, my auntie, and my grandmother, I treat me like baby deal.
Right.
You know, them treat me as what them know.
Yeah.
Them,
yeah. Youth. You know what
them
I mean?
Only know. Deal.
Yeah. Them don't know celebrity deal. Like
I would see me even likes a celebrity. Yeah. But just them don't know the deal with up on the TV is not the same thing.
Yeah.
And especially like my mother, where my mother don't know me as much as my grandmother. So it's like my mother only know. My mother only know like the deal where everybody know.
Yeah.
Because me and I never really.
Yeah.
You know, and then my grandmother knew me. Like my grandmother knew me completely.
Yeah.
So like me were there somewhere and something that happened and my grandmother knew. Say me vex.
Yeah.
Like my grandmother knew say, they don't like that, you know. Or they don't move from yes right now, you know. Somebody a piece off deal. Look like can my grandmother
she knows all the mannerisms and signals.
Like my grandmother would be like, deal not gonna go to say no. You know?
Yeah. Okay, so it's like the level of like, I don't know if intimacy is the right word, but the level of closeness where you have with certain people, it's like sometimes the fans feel like they're also there.
Because, you know what I mean? Because everybody
cool, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah, man. It's like.
Yep, but the reason why I like that is because of the vulnerability when we create with people.
Yeah.
You know? Like me wear me emotion on my face and me make people know like where in my mind.
Yeah.
It's just always funny when when you expect to be treated a certain way, and then you don't realize, like, you don't really want people around you. You don't want nobody who know you and deal with you every day treat you different.
That's true.
Me think that are like, that are the craziest thing.
Yeah.
So when me go, when me there in England last week, me feel like me to get to be a pitney again for a while.
You know? Have you ever experienced that where it's like somebody where you feel like supposed to know you?
Treat you different?
Treat you different, like,
yeah. Yeah. It's a weird feeling. Mm. It's a weird feeling, brother. When it has, like, you know, be like, why you do this? No. You know, like, you know, just make me
be a normal person. Like, why are you pretending?
It's
like,
so funny because it's not like when you know they are the level of celebrity, just like how you say you don't have something, you don't look on somebody else or something, and you'll be like, what? Deal, you're not a celebrity. Them man, they are celebrity. Man, yeah. And then them man, they say, no, what? Them man, they are celebrity.
Yeah.
So it's like that. Mm. Like, me remember one time, my father, when me go Florida,
yeah,
me go Florida to spend time with my father. Me know, me just want to go around my father, go around him, bridging them, sit down, talk, laugh, gamble, call him daddy, begging money, just be deal.
Yeah.
Just be baby deal, spend time with my father.
Yeah.
And me that day, my father, I'll be like, yo, me a carry a ringer so cause somebody want to see you. All right, somebody want. And then me go there and then it's like, them a talk about like me or what me a gonna do and then me a make some little slight thing like, yo, you have all of the money, you know, for taking your father, you know. And it's like, one, a lie. And two, you want, it's like me I say.
Like, I didn't come here to be this character.
You never come here for you like, say, hey, look upon him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
My father be like, oh, yo, that lady, she always want to meet her. You know? In my mind, me, I say, yo, daddy, me don't want to meet her. I kind of just want to dance with you, you know. I come here, so, if you just reason with my father.
Yeah, I just want to par.
I just want to come to my father and just do father and son things.
Yeah.
When I involve.
Yeah, I don't want to go pose with nobody and take no picture, and you know what I mean? Respectfully.
I just want to build right, yeah, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
When me there in England, what there with me, with my mother and my auntie and my grandmother, me I said, Jano, everybody like, yo, you eat? Where you eat? Let me give you some food. My auntie cook food for me. You know, give me like a little pack of food.
Like a little Tupperware for
you. Yeah, from the character at the hotel.
Yeah.
You know, my grandmother asks like, yo, where are you today? You tired? You go sleep? Me I said, oh, Jano. Yeah, me have people who care about me. Like my mother would come like look for me. You better laugh.
And that trippy feeling like, yeah, people care for real though.
Like I said, me just live at their own the people. Yeah, like I said, me not their own enough people. True, when you're there by yourself, for so long. Well, I said meet your mother. Well, let's say mother.
A couple months ago.
When you see her, you don't feel like a pitney again.
Absolutely.
Isn't it like a good feeling? Comments.
It's a recharge.
Yeah, comments. Me don't know, you know, anybody know where them are adults. Isn't there a, you know, get a feeling where just good when you meet people where care about you?
Yeah, where it's like, it's not just what them can get out of you or what is just like a genuine.
Sometimes it's not even what them can get, but it's just them just no want nothing. Them just they're on you.
Yeah.
And it just feel wholesome.
And them care about how you feel, like you're alright, you're good.
Yeah, alright.
You can go lie down if you want to lie down, you know, you know.
You
eat nothing from man. Okay. You know I go look pan nothing, you know. You go walk around, you have a go.
Exactly.
You go look somewhere. All right, cool. You know, it's like, it's such a humbling and heartwarming feeling.
Brother, what day I'm there in England and me go to my mother yard because I did her birthday and my mother, my granny, auntie, we in the backyard. My brother come look for me. Mm-hmm. And I sit down and me I say, me I look around upon everybody and me I say, I am a child here. And me I say, Jano,
me a child. This is where you are, say. Yeah,
me no want be like the brightest bulb in the room or whatever. Me just go one side, go sit down.
Mm-hmm.
And me I look around upon everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And me I say, yeah, man, some of the time you need this.
For sure. Like whenever I'm going to hang out with like mommy and my little brother, it's always like a recharge and a reset to just feel like, yeah, this is kind of what it's all about and at then, the end of the day. You
like,
know what I mean?
Jano, you know, really actually, it's like,
yeah, stress about all the things that we are stressed about, and then it's like you link up back with them, and it's like
they're on them. I say, you know, say really and truly, this kind of more important than everything.
Yeah, it's like, yo, I would low key drop all of this for just bonus split with my brother and watch TV, you know, and I just ends out, you know, bro. Doing nothing. There's nothing required of me. You know what I mean? You know, I feel like, all right, yo, I need to reach us at 8 o'clock.
I forgot this at 8 o'clock. I have to do this. I have to do that.
I have to make sure I'm wear them shoes that when I go out, because them people they want me to take more pictures in a them. And all right, I have to do that.
It's like everything I move so fast in your brain, in your world,
mm-hmm.
and then you go in a freedom world, and no matter how nobody in the world view you.
Yeah, it's like
them. I view you as the person where them grow, feed, sleep,
yep.
run up and
like,
down.
Brother, you can wash up them plate for me. For me, just make that quick order for me. It's like, sure, why not?
Like, why not?
Yeah, maybe do something simple, bro. Yeah, just like cook some food and I chill out and yeah, rake up the yard.
Brother, me I reason with my mother, my auntie, and my grandmother, and it's like, I make sure so I not cost nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And me order, like me order things for them drink.
Mm-hmm.
And me feel like them not make a concerted effort fee not be expensive.
It's like, what, how much for this?
Like,
no, wait, so why you would have spent so much money upon this?
Like,
no,
me there with my grandmother would be like, no, man, me don't want nothing for drink, me good. And like, when she gets a drink, she has to taste it. And like me, I say, one, me not really drink like that. Mm. And two, me not go drink around you.
Mm.
Me just don't feel like me just not go drink around you.
And she probably viewed it like, taste it so at least you can, at least you know where you are giving for drink.
And me, I said, no. Same thing with mother. Then me I said, me not want nothing for drink. Me good. Yeah. All right.
Mm.
It's just a crazy feeling.
It's different.
What is different?
It's different. It's like,
whereas like when you have people around you, where you care about more than yourself.
Yeah. Right? And it's like, you realize how important that is.
You know, like the man from Fast and the Furious.
Family. And it's all about that. So, all right. So imagine now. Imagine somebody is dreaming to start a YouTube channel,
mm-hmm.
right? And they're watching us talk every day, and them watch all your, they've been watching your channel from your start, from wherever.
Exactly. Right?
And now them looking at you thinking, yo, they'll do it, you know, bro. They'll dip on tour and they'll all over the world. Meanwhile, you're like, dang, I wish I could just chill with mommy and grandma.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
They're chilling with mommy and grandma watching this
every
together.
Every day. Them probably can chill.
You know what I mean?
And me, I look upon it like, John, some of my time, I just want not have this for think about, like, but in the big light, yeah, you still think about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So it's like, me go to England, me do my press, I spend time with mother, her birthday, see my grandmother, see my auntie, all the way ramp, we chat, we laugh, we talk about old times, all them things there.
Mm.
With me as the man. But at the same time, me never me never feel like me I try sell myself to nobody.
Yeah.
Me never feel like me I do an interview. Me never feel like nobody around me. We just it just did feel real.
That's one of the things that I feel like is annoying in like the entertainment-ish kind of world.
Yeah, when
it's
a like, man asks you like, yo, how much followers you have? When are your next show? When are you going to do
this? So what you have planned coming up? Like, oh yeah. Oh, this is my boy Dale, man. He's a comedian.
And it's like,
you have a resume out the thing every time.
But the funny thing is because, remember, that side there important and that side they keep you going and you like that side there.
Yeah, that is the aspirational side where it's like, this is what I wanted to do. But
brother, you know much story my granny remind me?
And that makes those stories even better.
Because now me I say, me and Uno, me and Uno, when me ready, for repeat back them story that where she remind me, when me do. And me I remember where she do. And if you see like, if you see my grandmother, I laugh after things where she put me through and me appreciating them now as a big man.
Saying like, yo, I'm glad she did that because...
Because me, I said, oh, hey, that it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, yo, me learn this because of that.
I think it's, isn't it strange how, as a child, right? I'm sure when you were younger, there's things that you, there's no way you were going to ever see like the issues.
Are the importance
or the of, importance of certain
of what
things.
She did a try.
Right? And now that you get older, you're like, man, she was so absolutely right.
Like she was 100% right about that.
It's like, even how she went about it, it's like, all right, I might not agree at the time, but it's like,
no, you agree.
What else were you going to tell me at the time? Right? Like, I would not listen any other way.
Brother, everything just forward with age.
Yeah.
Age and maturity and whichever phase of day in your life. But true. Hey, people, remember, you know, if you like, share, comment, and subscribe. And if you don't feel, if you don't understand what we just talked about a while ago, make me know if the same, if you don't have the same feeling of just, say I go work, and every day all I think about are work, bills, people around you, even your pitney, and then you go around your parents, and it's like, you
get to be a normal person. You get to be what you feel like is normal.
Like, it's like, it reminds you, say, yo, Jano, this is more important than everything what me are doing.
It's like, yo, I can rely on somebody else too, huh?
Like, Jano, like, so, like yo, there is no strings attached to the love with that person you have for me.
Yo, me get help too. Yo, yeah, but just not link, you're right.
Like, there is no, and the thing is, I think it happened to most men, especially when we're there by our own.
Yeah.
Like, there is no strings attached to the love where family have for you.
Yeah.
None.
Yeah.
Nothing.
They literally just want the best for you.
Like, nothing.
They don't want, they just enjoy life to the fullest, and that will...
Like, let me tell you something. Your father... Man them, your father is the only man in the world we probably want you to do better than him.
Yeah.
Your father.
And we rate you to the sky. Like
your father.
Nobody now gonna rate you more than your father.
Your mother or whoever did that, your mother or whoever did that take care of you are probably the only person we love you unconditionally.
Unconditionally.
Your parents will your parents and your grandparents is probably the only people in your life will love you unconditionally. So just keep that in your brain and always just remember, like for me, the biggest wake up call for me when me come from England wadia is one, me excited for the shows them when I gotta do over there, and two, the importance of yo, dearly, you have family. Like, wait, hold on, you have family.
And it's like you talk about them so often.
But it's like
but you're so busy like presenting.
It's like it's such a brand now that me forget, say, oh wait, a real people let me.
I'm real and I don't love me. Me forget, you know.
Like, I know my son love me now. Jano.
Facts.
Yo, people. This is another episode, you know, different, maybe never as funny, but we reason.
But it was a good reasoning though, you know what I mean?
All right, boom, we're out.